Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of Amar Baya. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had introduced the concept of Mara Mokum Huloi, which, as we learned, means that sometimes somebody asks a shliach to do something on his behalf. He really didn't mean that the shliach has to do it specifically as instructed. He was just giving him general instructions. That was the opinion of Rav Shimon. That's why Rav Shimon gave us examples that if somebody had done the shlichus, not exactly as he was told, it still will be considered that the shlichus was fulfilled. So starts the Gemara Amar by Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Elazar, Kul Sfiraloi, they all agree to the concept of Marahu Makam Loi, that if the shliach didn't do exactly as was said, he maybe did something more than he was required, that doesn't change, and it doesn't remove that it was a valid shlichus. And the Gemara shows us how all these Tanoim hold this way. Rav Shimon, as we've been learned, that as we learned Rav Shimon at the end of the shiur yesterday, that if the woman told her shliach l'kabbalah that she had agreed to get married to a certain man and to pick up for her a dinner shel kesef, and she ended up taking a dinner shel, he ended up taking for her a dinner shel zav, the halacha is that it's considered a valid shlichus, even though it's not exactly as he was so instructed. Rav Shimon Gamliel, where did we see Rav Shimon Gamliel have this opinion? The Tanan. As we learned when we learned the Masechta Gittin, the regular get that was written was a get pashut, a get that's written with the get written out and shlich and Adam sign on the bottom. But as the Gemara taught us in Masechta Gittin, the Gemara teaches it to us in Masechta Bava Basra as well. Kohanim, if they divorce their wives, may not remarry them. And there's a real concern that the Kohen, in his maybe Chas V'Sholom, in his anger, will divorce his wife and then regret and not be able to marry her. So Chazal instituted that the way a get for a Kohen should be written should be a get mekusher. A get mekusher means that the get should be written with an empty line in between, and then it should be folded with Adam signed on the back. And it takes a longer time to write such a get. And because it takes a longer time to write such a get, hopefully the Kohen that had decided to divorce his wife will become calm and change his mind. Get poshut, the halacha is Edom Metoicha. So regular get, the Edom sign on the bottom. Mekusher, a get Mekusher is written Mecharev, with Edom a sign on the back. So says the Braisa, while bit halacha, poshut, if we have a get poshut, shekos for Edom Mecharev, that the Edom was signed on the back, or Mekusher, we have a get Mekusher, shekos of Edom Metoichai, where we have the Edom signed on the get inside, Shneim Psulim. They're both disqualified because that they weren't done the way Chazal instructed them. The Poshut Pshat is, the Chum hold, that since it wasn't done the way it was supposed to be done, that's why the get is not good. We're going to learn that the aloch, that by the get Mekusher, they used to write a different date sometimes. And because of the concern that they wrote the wrong date, that's why the aloch is that a get Mekusher, maybe that the get is not kosher if it was not written as so supposed to be. Chanina ba Gamliel Omer, says the Gemara, Mekusher shekos for Edom Metoichai, if you get, have a get Mekusher with the Edom signed in the get itself, not on behind, the get is kosher. Shiyachol last soifer poshut. The soifer could have not necessarily sewn the folds together. And if he won't fold, sign the folds together, it will be a regular get. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Of course, Rashi asked the question that the halacha is, because you have to fold the get mekusher, so then you have empty lines, and you're not allowed to have a get with empty lines. So Rashi says that having get with empty lines is not a disqualification. As Tosfos explains, there are seifrim who are not really experts in writing a get, and because there are seifrim who don't really know how to write a get, they make that mistake and anyway leave empty space, so that doesn't disqualify the get. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that of course you're not allowed to have empty lines between a get, because there's always concern that somebody may insert something there that wasn't supposed to be inserted. And therefore, they explain that a get mekosher does not always have to have a full empty line in between the lines that are written in the get. If the person told the shlich to write a get on his behalf, you have to write as gitten are normally written in that place. If in that location normally gitten are written a get poshet, that's why it should be written as a get poshet. And if gitten in that location are normally written as a get mekusher, it should be written as a gut mekusher. So says the Gemara Ravina Bob, when we try to understand this brisa, Tanakama Leslei Minika Medina, does the Tanakama Rav Chanina not agree with the concept that Rav Shimon Gamliel just taught us, that the halacha is that we always follow Minig Medina? They weren't speaking about that issue, the way the Rishonim explained. They were focused if the get wasn't signed where the get is supposed to be signed. But what is his response when he says Hakol Minig Medina? Vama Ravashi. So says Ravashi, this is the way we need to understand what Rav Shimon Gamliel to say. Ba'asra the Nigi B'Poshet, where the minig is that everybody writes a get poshet. And somebody told the shliach, please write a get on my behalf. Vavnalei mekusher. And the shliach went and wrote a get mekusher. Inami or ba'asra the nehigim mekusher. It's a location where everybody writes a get mekusher. Somebody told the shliach, please write a get on my behalf. And vavnalei poshet. And the shliach went and wrote for him a get poshet. Kula amloi pligi, says the Gemara, everybody is in agreement of Adik Peda. The expectation of the husband who asked that the get should be written is understandable, that the expectation is that the get should be written the way gitten are normally written in that location. Ki pligi, where do we have a machlaikus? Be asra den higa beim posh beim kosha. In a place where they write both types of gittin. Vamalei, and the husband told the shliach, Avalei poshet, write for me a get poshet. And he went, Vaza Avalei mekushin. He went and he wrote a get mekushin. Marsover, it is the opinion of the Tanakhama Rambam Chananya ben Gamliel Kpeda. The fact that the husband said, I want a get poshet, means that I want a get poshet. And if the shliach did not follow the instructions, then the get is possible. Or Marsover, whereas the opinion of Shimon Gamliel is Mar Mokamaloi. It doesn't mean that he specifically wants that type of get. What he meant to say was, I want you to please write a get. So we see here too the concept of Mar Mokamaloi. So I saw that the Rishonim explained that this is only in a case where the husband told the Shliach, write a get Poshet. And the Shliach, instead of writing a get poshet, wrote a get mekusher. So he went and did more than he was required to do. But what would be if he told the shliach to write a get mekusher, and the shliach only went and wrote a get poshet? Then the halach would be that the get is posel. Because this concept of mara mokum haloi is only applicable in a case where he did more than he was supposed to do. In this case, he didn't do more than he was supposed to do. He actually did less than he was supposed to do, and therefore they say that even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who agrees with the concept of Maru Mokum Huloi, could not agree to it in this situation. Rabbi Lazar, where do we see Rabbi Lazar subscribes to the concept of Maru Mokum Huloi? The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Gittin, Daf Samachay Yom Anav taught us, Isha Shomer Eskabel Egiti B'mokim Ploini. An Isha appoints, a woman appoints a Shliach Kabbalah to accept for her a get in a certain place. V'kibbel Egiti B'mokim Acher. And he gets to get elsewhere, possible, because he didn't do as he was told. Rav Elazar says that if he didn't take it in that place, the get is still going to be a good get. Alma, why? Because obviously the opinion of Rav Elazar is Mar Mokem Haloi. She was telling him, this is where I think my husband will be found, and this is where the get could be found, but if it wasn't there, doesn't mean that the get should not, they can't pick it elsewhere. The Rishonim point out that this entire discussion is only if it's regarding the Shliach LaKabbalah. Would a wife Shliach did not do as instructed? But if the husband said, I want you to give the get to my wife or to a Shliach in a certain place, and then she went and gave it, and then he went and gave it to her elsewhere. So there, the Gemara in Masechet Gittin taught us, we need to be concerned that maybe the husband specifically wanted the get to be given there and not somewhere else. He's embarrassed, and then the get maybe wouldn't be good. Says the Gemara, Amu Ula, this machlokes that we've been learning of Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, where if somebody did not do exactly as he was told, the halacha is that it's still fine, is only if he did more than he was told. The example that we began to share with, he was told that it should be used, a silver coin, and ended up being a gold coin. That's only b'shvach moment. She got more than she was supposed to. Aval b'shvach yuchsin, if the kedushin was an assumption that he was one type of yichus, and then it's another type of yichus, the aloch is the ve'akol enim kedushis. Ma tama, what's the reason? Even if the yichus that the husband has is more than she expected, the wife could say, I don't want that yichus. I want somebody that is a shoe that fits me. Says the Gemara Tanya Name Hochi, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is in agreement. Im hitel shvach yuchsin. If the yichus that was identified was incorrect, then the halacha is enim kedushas. Amar Rav Ashi, masnisin namadeka, we actually could learn this from our Mishnah as well. The Ktani, the Mishnah we're going to learn in Amud Beis, teaches us, amnash ani koyven nimtza levi, if the husband said, I'm telling you I'm a koyven, but he's really a levi v'nimtza koyven. We said I'm a levi when he's actually a koyven, nasin. We know the nasinim are the people that the Gevinim, and they had fooled Yeshua into telling Yeshua that we are not from the Zion Umos, we're not from the people that lived in Eretz Yisrael, that the halacha is we can't make peace, that we can't loisachai kol neshama. They said they were from a faraway country. When Yeshua discovered their lie, the pasuk says, v'yitneim Yeshua chaytvei etzim. So that's how they got the name Nesinim, from the pasuk that says Vayit name Yeshua. Actually, what happened with them was that Dovid HaMelech then made a gzera that we're not allowed to intermarry with the Nesinim, because they acted in a very cruel fashion with the story of Noiv Ir Kahanim. They wanted the family of Shaul to be decimated as revenge for what Shaul had done to them. And David HaMelech said that Klai Yisrael are people of three proper behavior traits, by Shonim, Rachmonim, V'goyim L'chassadim. These people showed that they are not Rachmonim, that they don't have the Midas HaRachmonis. Because they don't have the Midas HaRachmonis, therefore the halacha is that they cannot be part of Klai Yisrael. So what happened if he said to her, I'm a Nosson, but he turned out to be a Mamzer, or he said to her that he's a Mamzer, and he turns out to be a Nosson? In all these cases, Palag Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't disagree, and Rav Shimon didn't comment on that Mishnah. Rav Shimon agreed in that Mishnah that in these cases, the Kedushin would be invalid because it wasn't as he said. Maskla Mabar Rav Ashi, El Elektani, we're going to learn also in the Mishnah, if somebody said to a woman, Amnashi Eshli Bas Oshivcha Mugdalas, I have a daughter or a very good maid, and then it turns out Eloi, or he said to her, Amnas Eloi, he doesn't have an actual Yesha. Now this is a Shvach Mammon. Having a maid is a financial issue, that you have somebody to help you. Hachanami Dolei Polig, are we going to say they doesn't disagree? Of course he disagrees. Because Rav Shimon has taught us, as we've been saying throughout our shir, that when the way he misled her is to her benefit, then we're okay. So Ella, the fact that he's not mentioned that he disagrees, we have to say Polibereisha. He argued in the Mishnah that we've learned, and therefore he didn't have to repeat his different opinion in the Sefer. So maybe in all the cases, Hachnami Polibereisha, we would in the Sefer. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. You cannot compare this case to the case that we learned in our Mishnah with the silver and the gold. Edi v'edi, in the Reisha, where he said that he was poor and then he's rich, or in the case where he said, in the case where silver and gold, the Shvachman, a Peleg Bereish, who had been B'Seifa. The argument will be in both cases. Rav Shimon will say his opinion that wherever it's a Shvach Mammon, I don't think that that's a reason to invalidate the Kedushin. Hocha, in this case, Shvach Yechsonhu. If Rav Shimon disagrees that even by Shvach Yuchsin, it doesn't invalidate the Kedushin, if that's his opinion, Nisni should have been stated. And the fact that it wasn't stated is clearly an indication that he holds that in all cases, that by Shvach Yuchsin, he agrees that it's not acceptable. That even the case of a Shivcha should not be understood as a financial matter. Hachinami, it should be understood as a Shvach Yuchsin. Why? Me savrit my Mugdalus Gdol Mamish. Don't explain Mugdalus, says the Gemara, as somebody who's an adult. My Mugdalus Gadalus, an important woman. And even so, if he says, I don't have such a Shivcha, and then it turns out that he does have such a Shivcha, it's unacceptable. Damri he, because the wife could say, the wife says, I don't want such a shivcha because she's such an important woman. People pay attention to what she says. And I am concerned because she lives in my home, she's going to spread and say everything about me. And people will believe her and because she's such an important person. And therefore, if Shimon said that that's not considered a case of Shvach Mammon, that's considered a case of Shvach Yuchsin. The Chashuk Echemet says that now we establish that even Rav Shimon agrees that if it's a case of Shvach Yuchsin where she was misled, it's not considered a valid Kedushin. So the Chashuk Echemet says, what's going to discuss a situation where somebody would marry a chassan on the assumption that he's a Talmud Chacham, and then it turns out that he is a Rav. Is that really one and the same, or it's not the same? So he wants to say, at first glance, it should be the same issue where somebody thought that he was a Levi and he was a Kohen. He doesn't want a Kohen. So here too, she doesn't want a Rav. So he says that the case of a Kohen and a Rav is not so the same. A Kohen has certain obligations that he has midaraisis. Now I become Tamei, he has to go to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoida, etc. A Rabbonus comes with responsibility, but it's not the same obligation midaraisa as being a Kohen. And therefore, even though the Gemara said, if he said he's a Levi and it turns out to be a Kohen, that could be considered improper. This is not necessarily the same. Says the Maratan Rabbonim. Amnashani Karyana. He said that the Kedushin should be valid on the condition that I know how to read in the Torah. So the halacha is, what puts him into that category? Kivin Shakara Shalosh Psukim Beisa Knesses, if he knows how to read 2-3 Psukim by Kriyas HaTorah, Harezim Mekadeshes. Rav Yehuda disagrees, says the Gemara, oh, Ach Yakov Targum. He has to be able to say the Targum of those Psukim. So most Rishonim explain that what Rav Yehuda means to say is that the amount of Psukim you need to know is only 3 Psukim. But those 3 Psukim, it's not enough that you know the 3 Psukim, you also have to know the Targum. Others say that Rav Yehuda means to say that you have to know the entire Chumash and the entire Targum. Says the Gemara, Yekagim Targum. Targum doesn't mean that he's going to explain the Psukim on his own. If somebody explains a Pasuk literally, Hareza Bedoy, many Psukim, as we know, are not really the way to be interpreted literally. Says the Gemara, of a merciful of, and somebody tries to say his own explanation of Pasuk, Hareza Mecharef Megadif, it's considered as if he's cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Targum, what is the Targum? The Targum is Targum Didon, what we know as Targum Unkelus. And as Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechet Megillah, even though it's called Targum Unkelus, Targum Unkelus is not Targum that Unkelus wrote. Targum Unkelus is the Targum that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But what the Gemara explained was the Shochachum, they had forgotten that Targum, and Unkelus was the one that brought back that Targum. So that's why it's called Targum Unkelus. But Targum Unkelus is very much Minashamayim. It's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan points out that Bizman Hazeh, that we don't really understand the Targum Unkelus, says the Aruch HaShulchan that one could fulfill the mitzvah of what's meant with Targum is the Tameh Mikra, the way we read the Pasuk. El my Targum, Targum the Don, the Targum Unkelus. The Hanimili, when is this the case? The Amalei Karyano. Avol Omalo, the Korano. If somebody says, I am a Korah, Adi Ikri Erais Naviv Ksuvi B'diyukai, that you only considered that you've achieved that degree if you know how to read all of Tanakh properly. There's a very interesting discussion that the Marsham discusses, where in the times of the Jews in Europe, in all times, the earlier times, Jews were always persecuted. And the question is that, discussed by the Marsham, in Shas HaTshuvas Marsham, Chelik Ches Simen Kuf Samach Vav, if the government, in their hatred of Jews, only hated Orthodox Jews. But we know throughout Shas that they are Karoyim. Karoyim are the people that didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, they only believe in Torah Shabbat Ksav. The persecution and the special rules that were instituted against Jews did not apply to the Karoyim. So the question is, if somebody can say about himself Karo in his identification documents, like that he'll be treated, he won't be mistreated. So he says that since our Gemara says that somebody's allowed to call himself a Karo, and the definition of Karo is that he knows how to read Tanakh. So we see from here, he says, that the word Karo doesn't necessarily mean that you're Karoim, and therefore you're allowed to write it that way. Of course, this is only, the rule is that even though normally we have to follow Dina the Mechus Dina, we have to follow the law of the land, and we're not allowed to be deceptive in any legal manner. But that's only when Jews, Tosfos says, that's only when Jews are not being singled out. In a case where Jews are being singled out, we could do what we need to do to protect ourselves. Says the Gemara, Amnash ani shoyna. If somebody said, I'm getting married and I am a person who's a shoyna, Chizki yama halachis, he has to be somebody who knows the halach l'mashim Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan, he has to know Torah Shabbat Ksav. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, The Tanoim disagree. Ezo Mishnah. Remei Omer Halachas Halachas Mashem Sinai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer the Medrash, the Sifra, the Sifri, which Chazal you where Chazal say the way they explain the Pesukim. Says the Gemara, my Torah. When Rabbi Yochanan said Torah, he didn't mean Torah Shabbat. What he actually meant was Medrash Torah. The Hanimili says the Gemara, that when will it be considered that if he's in that category, it's going to be considered a valid halach, kedushin? Damalai tanina ano. When he says, I know how to learn. Aval amala tana ano. Ad tani hichsa sefrava sefriva tasefta. Only somebody who knows all of those halach, all of that is going to be considered in that category. Somebody says, I'm nashanei Talmud. If somebody says, on the condition that I am a Talmud, Eid Omrim, the halacha doesn't mean that he has to be on the category like Shimon ben Azek, Shimon ben Zayma, who we know were great Tanoim. However, they never had the name Rebbe attached to their name because they never got smicha. You don't have to be on that. A kol sheshoyin has to become mokum. If he's in the category that he could be asked a question, kol sheshoyin has to become mokum dav ach b'talmudai, he could answer a question v'omroi, and he could be able to answer the question, a feel of Masechta Dekala, even if he knows Masechta Dekala. So Rashi explains that, what does that mean? So Rashi explains that Masechta Dekala is a brisa that is not very difficult to understand. And even though it's not a brisa that's not difficult to understand, you could still be considered a Talmud by knowing that brisa. Other Rishonim explain that Kala means the Masechta Dekala. What they used to do is that they, during Yom Tov, the Rabbanim would give a shiur on a Masechta, on a sugya that was related to the Yom Tov, and that was called Masechta Dekala. And the definition of Masechta Dekala means that he's able to converse in the shiurim that are being given regarding the Yom Tov. So the Chazanish, based on this Gemara, says of Kol Ta'amet Shishan L'Sadav B'Kal Lacha for Omroi is enough to be considered a Talmud Chacham. The Chazanish would use this Gemara to explain why in certain yeshivas they didn't really learn a lot of Masechtas. They concentrated and they learned only a number of dafim, and that was the way that they learned. He said the basis is this Gemara, because he says as long as you could shaylanayse become mokim, if a person learns even not that many dafim moshas, and but he knows them, and they teach him, and that's what teaches him how to learn and how to think as far as Torah is concerned. So even though he hasn't learned that, he hasn't amassed that much knowledge, but the fact that he has the ability how to approach a Gemara, how to approach a Halacha, is enough for him to be considered a Talmud Chacham. If somebody said, Amnas Shani Chacham, Ein Omrim Kechach Neyavna, if he doesn't have to be in the category of the Chachma Yavna or like Rabbi Kiva, a kol sheshoyin has a dav chachma b'chamakim. If they ask him a question for Amrai and he's able to answer that question, that is enough to be considered he's a Talmud Chacham. I'm not shani gibor. If somebody said on the condition that I'm a gibor, ein Omrim Kavna ben Ner Kiyoy ben Tsruya, we know from Nach, Avni ben Ner was Shaul's general. Yoy ben Tsruya was David HaMelech's general, incredibly strong individuals. A kol shechaveir b'mishyam b'mnei gvurasoi is enough to be considered a gibor. I'm not any usher. Ain't Omrim. We don't have to have the level of Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That again, these are Talmid Chachamim, these are people in Shas who are identified as very wealthy. The Gemara says regarding Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Flamen Hey on the base says that his father left him 1,000 cities and 1,000 boats. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that every year his Maiser Behema was 12,000 calves. That means he had 120,000 new calves born every year. You don't have to have that level of wealth. As long as he's a person that people respect him because of his wealth, that's considered that he's a wealthy person. I'm not shani tzaddik. I feel a Rosh Gomer. even if the person is a Rosh HaGomer, the halacha is the Mekudeshes. Why is she Mekudeshes? Shema Hir B'Tshuva B'Datoy. We have to be concerned that he did tshuva. And the Beis Shmuel says that indeed, if after the Maisa Kedushin, the Chassan says he was Mahara Tshuva, the halacha is that we believe him, and the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. But says the Hamakna, that this halacha is only said by an Adam Kosher, a person that we know is a good person, but nobody's perfect, so we could assume that he did Tshuva. But says the Hamakna, his opinion is that if the person is muchsuk to be a Rasha, just because he said he did tshuva, it's not necessary that we should accept the tshuva. The Karban Nisanel, however, makes a very interesting point. He says, certainly in a case where the person says, I'm an ast and I'm a tzaddik, and we're saying that maybe he did tshuva, maybe he didn't do tshuva, if the woman took the Kedushin, what she's saying by taking the Kedushin is that I'm accepting this person no matter who he is. And since I'm accepting the person no matter who he is, then certainly that the person certainly the Kedushin is going to be a valid Kedushin. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked the Edom on a marriage have to be people who are kosher people. So why do we have to be concerned that why if we know that the people who are appointed to be Edom are Rishoyim, do we disqualify the Kedushin? Why don't we say the Shemahir Tshuva, maybe these Edom did Tshuva, and therefore the marriage should be considered a valid marriage? So the Mefarshim answer, it's very different. Because here the person said Shani Tzadik. So what's he saying? I have done tshuva. And by making this declaration that I have done tshuva, we have reason to believe that indeed Shema Herab tshuva. But if we have people who we know are apostle individuals, and then we just have to just assume that they did tshuva is not enough. So I saw from here the Pesach can point out that the power of saying something. The moment the person said that I am doing tshuva, that's enough that he should be considered that maybe he did tshuva. And if you didn't say it, it's a different situation. I'm Nashi Rasha. If somebody said that I'm Nashi Rasha, even if we know the person to be a tzaddik gomer, mekudeshes. Why? Because we have to be concerned. Shema Dvar Ovid Chom Bedate. Maybe he had a machshavas avodah zara, and as we learned early on daf mem, when it comes to avodah zara, the halacha is that as soon as you have a machshavas avodah zara, it's considered like you did avodah zara. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Kirchoik mizrach mimarek hirchik mimenu pshuenu." Says the Chasam Sofer, "What is pshat in that pasuk?" So Chasam Sofer says that the difference between Mizrach and Maariv, the east and west, is very minimal. You just turn around. First you're facing the east side, and then you're facing the west side. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's Pshat. Al Gemara says it takes, in 1 second, you can become a Baal Tshuva. That, just like you could turn from Mizrach to Maariv in 1 second, you can become a Baal Tshuva in one second as well. Here, the Gemara is teaching us that the many Mefarshim say, but he had to say, I'm a Nash Ani Tzadik. When a person says, I'm a Nash Ani Tzadik, then the halacha is that the fact that he said it, that makes a difference. And that's why I saw that the Pesachim say, when it comes to Pesach, the bracha we make is al bir chametz. We don't make the bracha al bitl chametz. Because bitl chametz is something that's done in your heart. For that, we don't know what's doing in somebody's heart. But when we speak about beer chametz, that's something that's done. And since it's something that's done, That's why it's a valid tshuva. And I saw, based on this Gemara, there's a famous question. The Rambam says that somebody is not considered a Baal Tshuva until HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say about him that he won't do this Aveira again. So the question is, how could the Gemara say that you become a Baal Tshuva in a moment? So the Mefarshim explained there's two levels about being about tshuva. One is that you are indeed, like the Rambam says, never going to do aveira again. But the second level of about tshuva is that you've started going on that path. Going on that path already makes you into a tzaddik, even though you have a lot to do to get there. And the Divrei Yecheskel says that's pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Ezu derech sheyiver loya adam." What's the derech that a person should choose? Why does the Tana use the word derech sheyiver loya adam? It should have said derech sheyelech by adam. The way a person, the path that we go on. So explains the Divrei Yecheskel. It's very much connected to our Gemara. What we're learning in our Gemara is that as soon as you were mahar b'tshuva, as soon as you've decided to go on the proper path, you're already considered a tzaddik. And that's why the Tana says, derech sheyiva loy adam. As soon as you choose that path, then you may be ready to be considered a tzaddik. Says the Gemara, Sora Kabim. Kabim is a measurement, and I saw that it's a large measurement. It's an amount that somebody wants to give something generously. So Sora Kabim, Chachma Loilam. 10 Kabim of Chachma came to the world. Tishu not let us roll. 9 were taken by Eretz Yisrael. Echad, Kolam Kulay, the rest was taken by the rest of the world. Asar Kabim, Yoifi Yard the Loilam. 10 measures of beauty came down to the world. Tishu not let us roll. 9 were taken by Yerushalayim. Vecha Kolam Kulay. Asar Kubim, Ashiris Yard the Loilam. 10 measures of Ashiris came to the world. Tishla not let Roimi. 9 were taken by Rome, and as the Maral explains, Rome represents Esav, and Esav, as we know, was given the Ashiris, was given Olam Hazah, Vecha Kol Olam Kula. Asor Kabim Anias Yard El Olam, 10 measure of poverty came to the world, Tisha Not LeBavel, 9 were taken by Bavel, Vecha Kol Olam Kula, and the other one was taken by the rest of the world. Asor Kabim Gassis, 10 measure of arrogance was brought to the world. Yard Elam Tisha Not LaElam. Elam took 9. Vecha Kalam Kulam. Asked him of Agassus LaBavelai Nachas. He was saying he went to Elam. Didn't it go to Bavel? V'ksiv. The pasuk says in Zechariah. Vesa ve'einai v'hier v'hine shteim noshim yoitzus. 2 women were going out. V'ruach b'kanfeyem. V'heine k'fayim k'kanfeyem chasida. Tisna as a eifa ben arts ben shmaim, the oimel a malach had doivabi, on a hema malchus as a eifa, where is this being taken? The oimel a lie livnus labayas barit shina, we're taking this tarit shina from Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explains that posik is speaking about chanufa, improper flattery, the gasis aruach arrogance, shiyor de labavel. So why are we saying that it went to Elam? Here we see it went to Bavel. Answers the Gemara, Achin Lahacha Nachis. It originally went down to Bavel, but then Vishtarvav Hu Yisarbav Lahasam, and then it traveled from Bavel to Elam. Dekanami Dikna. The Tani the Pasuk says Livnos Lebayis Beres Shina, that only one of the women Lashin Yachid, one of them stayed in Shinar. Shinar is Bavel, and the other one went to Elam. Shmamina Eini. Ask the Gemara that we're saying that arrogance is in Bavel, but ask the Gemara Vamamas Simal Gassus Anius, where is arrogance? There's poverty. Vamnius for Bavel who the Ika in Bavel there's poverty. So isn't that a proof that Bavel is the seat of arrogance? Answers the Gemara My Anius. What is it meant that Anius is a simon of poverty? What it means is Anius the Tyra, and in Bavel there was no poverty in Tyra. They On the contrary, that's where all the Talmidei Chachamim live. So I saw Reb Cheskel Levenstein explains, why is arrogance and poverty travel together? So he explains that where does arrogance come from? A person who's arrogant believes that he is the most powerful, successful person. He could accomplish anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him poverty. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think you're so strong and you think you're so powerful. Look what you really have accomplished in life. You really haven't accomplished much in life. You're still a poor person. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that, Achos Lan Ketanim V'Shtayim Ein Lo, and in describing Elam as a place where there's no Torah, because the Pasuk says, Achos Lan Ketanim V'Shtayim Ein Lo, V'am Rav Yochanan Zu Ela, Shizach Salilmai, there are people in Elam that know how to learn, however, Lezach Salamai, they aren't able to teach Torah. Says the Gemara, Asar Kaban Gvura Yard Elam, 10 measures of strength came down to the world. Tosho Notla Persayim, 9 were taken by the Persayim, by the Persians, and the rest was taken by the rest of the world. Asar Kabim Kinam Yardal Oilam, of lice, Tisha Notla Modai. Asar Kabim Kshofim Yardal Oilam, Tisha Notla Mitzrayim. Asar Kabim Znus, Asar Kabim Negoim Yardal Oilam, Tisha Notla Chazirim, Chazirim have Negoim. Asar Kabim Znus Yardal Oilam, Tisha Notla Arvia. Asar Kabim Azus, Mamzeris, Yardal Oilam, Tisha Notla Mation. Asar Natla Ksicha Yardal Oilam, Tisha Notla Noshim. Asar Kam Shikris, Yardal Oilam, of being intoxicated, Tisha Notla Kushim. Asar Notla Shina Yardal Oilam, 10 measures of sleep, Tisha Notla Avadim, they who are naturally lazy, and Echad Kalaylam Kulay, then the rest were taken by other people. It says the Mishnah, and the Gemara quoted this Mishnah earlier, Amnash Shani Koyin. The husband said that I'm marrying you, Amnash Shani Koyin. And then it turns out, the Nimtza Levi, or vice versa, he said the Levi, the Nimtza Koyin, Nosin, that we explained earlier in our shir, and it turns out that he's a Mamzer, or Mamzer and Nimtza Nosin. In all these cases, Ben Ir, he says he's from a small city, and Venimtza Ben Krach, but he really is from a big city, or vice versa. Ben Krach, he says he's from a big city, and really he's from a Ben Ir, from a small city. Amnashi, basic Karav Lamarchatz, that I live near a bathhouse, Venimtza Rochoik, or Rochoik Venimtza Karoiv. Amnashi Yesh Lebasa Shechem Magdalos, the Gemara explained this earlier. And then Einloi, or Amnashi Einloi, he said that I don't have, and then it turns out Yeshloi. Amnasha Enloi Bonim, they doesn't have children, the Yeshloi, or on the contrary, Amnasha Yeshloi, the Enloi. Or the Kulam Abi, in all cases, says the Mishnah, even if the wife says, Abish Omra Belibi Hoylus Kadishli Afal Pikain, the woman says, I was prepared to marry him no matter what. The Loch is, if it wasn't as he said, it's not a valid kedushin, and says the Mishnah, so too the other way around. The Kain Hisha Tesoi, if she misled him, it's not going to be a valid kedushin. Rav Chaim Kanievsky discusses a situation where somebody's buying an apartment for his children, a home for his children. One is closer to the yeshiva, but it's high, it's on a higher floor, and the other is not close to the parents and not close to the yeshiva where the chassan is learning, but it's on a lower floor. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that taking an apartment on an upper floor is not acceptable. It's going to be hard for the wife when she has children, when she's pregnant, and therefore he says that that's very much similar to what we just learned, karev nimtza rochoik, or vice versa.